thousands out in force. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News in New York City. And all over the country, people out demonstrating after the Supreme Court overturned the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling on abortion. Fox's Mike Tobin in Chicago's Federal Plaza.
As far as the way the march has gone, nothing along the lines of threatening behavior, anything that would make you think that things would get violent. The worst we've seen is a couple of vulgar signs and some vulgar chants.
In Washington, hundreds were gathered outside the Supreme Court in Los Angeles. People were demonstrated in front of the federal courthouse. Vice President Harris, the highest-ranking woman in federal government, offering her opinion on the decision.
Vice President Harris says for many, it will be an inexplicably quick change.
Millions of women in America will go to bed tonight without access to the health care and reproductive care that they had this morning.
Harris says the option of abortion being taken away infringes on a family's right to privacy and poses a danger to other so-called settled matters.
Such as the right to use birth control, the right to same-sex marriage.
Harris implied, as President Biden did, that reclaiming abortion rights may start for many at the ballot box in November.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. President Biden slammed the high court ruling, saying it doesn't represent the majority of America. 1 month after the school shooting at Robb Elementary School that claimed the lives of 19 children and two teachers, nearly 300 high school seniors in the city of Uvalde received their diplomas with 21 placards on display in remembrance of those lost. The students received praise from the superintendent and the principal for what they called their resilience and strength. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
After the Supreme Court ruling, some of the nation's largest companies are willing to reimburse employees who travel out of state to legally access abortion services.
Most companies already cover abortion care in their health plans, but a number of major employers expanded their benefits to include travel cost. The list includes Apple, Amazon, Disney, Starbucks, Tesla, Yelp, Airbnb, Netflix, Lyft, Condé Nast, DoorDash, JP Morgan Chase, Levi Strauss, and Reddit.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The CDC is recommending Moderna COVID vaccine for kids aged 6 to 17 in the U.S. Previously, this age group had been able to get shots made by Pfizer. The Moderna shots had been authorized by the FDA last week. The doses are to be given about a month apart. Travel is coming back, but it could lead to headaches at European airports.
Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport says daily thousands of airline seats above what security can handle are being sold. London's Heathrow and Gatwick airports are asking airlines to cap their flight numbers. And low-cost airline EasyJet is cutting thousands of summer flights to avoid the chaos and disappointment caused by last-minute cancellations. Industry experts say it's not as easy as airlines just paying staff more to attract employees back. They, too, have been financially smacked by 2 years of very limited air travel. Amy Kellogg, Fox News.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning that the world faces catastrophe because of the growing shortage of food around the globe. He says the war in Ukraine has fueled an unprecedented global hunger crisis already affecting hundreds of millions of people. He said there's a real risk that multiple famines will be declared this year and that 2023 could be even worse. But he says the UN has been working on a deal that would allow Ukraine to export food and Russia bring food and fertilizer to world markets roads without restrictions. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.